Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I read a quote, I believe it was Lily Tomlin, the comedian. She said it like this. She said, if you talk to God, it's called prayer. If he talks to you, it's called schizophrenia. That's pretty good, isn't it? No, him speaking to us, and I'm not talking about hearing audible voices all the time, but him speaking to us, communicating to us, should be a continuous thing. Day and night, he will cause you to know which way to go, what to do, what not to do. He'll give you a witness to do. He'll give you a check not to do. And this is the key to reaping and to everything. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Scripture says, they are the sons of God. Sons of God can be led by the Spirit of God. Do you believe it? Genesis 26. He said, don't go to Egypt. You stay here. Stay in the land which I will tell you of. Sojourn in this land. You stay where you are. Yeah, but God, everybody's broke here. How am I going to get a big offering and everybody's broke? I got to go to a big city where somebody is. I've seen people do that kind of thing in a few years, not even in the ministry. Never get your eyes on people. That's right. They're not your source. That's right. Yes. Never were. That's right. Never will be.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to go over there. I hear, you know, that people's got money over there. I don't mean they're going to give you any of it.
That's right.
He said, don't go there. You stay, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. You cannot experience the blessing of the Lord out of your place, disobeying Him. And you can give all the offerings you want to and make all the confessions you want to, and if you're not where He told you to be, it's not going to work. You're not going to be blessed. And you're not going to reap. And that's what has been confusing to some. You stay in this land. And I'll be with you. You might say, I'll be with you here where I'm telling you to be. And I will bless you. When God says, you stay right here and I'll bless you, what should you do? You should stay right where you are and don't care what anybody says. I'll give all these countries to you. I'll perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. I'll make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. I'll give to your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. This is that more blessed we were talking about. Not only are you blessed, but through you many are blessed. Verse 5, because, oh come on, get this now. Because what? Why is this all going to happen? You obey me, and I'm going to do what I told your daddy I would do. For you and for him. Why? Because he obeyed my voice.
Amen.
Have you ever looked through the scripture how many times the Lord said, obey me? Obey my voice. Hearken to me. Listen to me. Do what I tell you to do. Scores and scores of times throughout the Old Testament and scriptures and new. Obey me. Abraham obeyed my voice. He kept my charge. He kept my commandments. He kept my statutes. He kept my laws. Do you know also God made Abram rich?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes.
Rich, rich, rich. Very rich.
Yes.
So this is, well, spiritually, yes, but in cows and goats and sheep and gold. It's right there in the Bible.
Yes.
You can't hyper-spiritualize it. Somebody say gold and goats.
And
how do you hyper-spiritualize goats? Goats. Man had a lot of goats. A lot of cows. A lot of sheep. A lot of gold. A lot of stuff. And the Bible said very plainly, God made him rich. God's the one that did it.
Yeah, that's right.
And why? One big reason we know why is what?
He obeyed
what the Lord told him to do. Verse 6, Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And you have the instance that happened with his wife and how God spared him in that. And verse 12, Isaac did what? Sowed in that land. Very specific. In what land? In the dry, barren, broke land where the Lord told him to stay. I'm sure people laughed at him and said, he's just throwing that seed away. He hadn't made a crop here in the last 6 years. Look how parched, how dry and cracked the ground is. And he's out there plowing and planting. And Peter and his bunch had toiled all night and taken nothing either. Right? What's the difference? The Lord said. He said, do it. And he received in the same year.
Come on.
Not in the big city. Out in the boonies. In the middle of broke and devastated. He reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Come on, verse 13. And the man waxed great, and he went forward, and he grew until he became very great. Yeah. And so, well, that's just spiritual. Verse 14. For he had possession of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. I believe the Lord has always intended that his blessing be so great and so obvious on his people that it would provoke unbelievers to jealousy. They should want what we have, because they need what we have. If they don't have him and they don't have, there is nobody on the planet that's okay without Jesus. Nobody, nowhere, no how. And they should be able to see us, how blessed we are. Shouldn't they? I'm not talking about just huge amounts, you know, show somebody your deposit slip. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about that things happen for you and it's hard to explain. How? And people say, what? How did that happen with all this other stuff going on? With this economy and with this and that. How did that happen? And you just smile and go, I know somebody. You can know him too. But did the Lord reap the 100-fold for Isaac? Did the Lord sow in the land? No. Who did it? Isaac had to sow. Didn't he sow? Verse 12, look at it again. Who sowed? Isaac sowed in that land and received. Who received? Isaac received in the same year 100-fold. He sowed and he reaped. Now, you know, some people have a problem with 100-fold. Now, I do not promise everybody that sows into this church that you will reap 100-fold off of what you sowed. You could reap 10-fold. You could reap 250-fold.
Right.
I don't know. So I'm saying, why won't you guarantee it? The Word guarantees it. Does it?
No.
What Scripture? Exactly how? No, see, there are many variables. You got the quality of the seed. You got the quality of the ground. You got the faith of the sower and the reaper. Don't you?
Yeah.
How well are you going to be led? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do what He told you to do in reaping? Because if you don't, you won't reap. If you obey halfway, you'll reap halfway. How can I guarantee? I can guarantee that we're good ground. I can guarantee that we will hook our faith with you and believe with you for a multiplied harvest. I can guarantee you that God is faithful. And He will cause that seed to produce manifold. I can guarantee you, He will cause you to know the right place and time and lead you to reap. I can guarantee that. Can I guarantee that you will follow?
No.
And reap it all. I wish I could. But I can't guarantee that for you or for me. That's, some things are up to us, isn't it? How much we sow and how much we reap is not all up to God. But some have said, well, I don't believe in that hundredfold. And some have said, it's a metaphor. Hundredfold is a metaphor. And I like what Brother Jerry Savelle said. He said, well, then was Isaac looking at a hundredfold field a metaphor? No. He's looking at a hundredfold. This is Bible. This is not somebody's opinion and theory. Come on, this is Bible.
Yes, sir.
And somebody says, well, but that's Old Testament. Yeah, and we got it worse than them?
No. Come on.
I thought we got a new covenant, a better covenant, established upon better promises. If I hold up a $50 bill and a $100 bill and I ask you, which one is better? Can you tell me?
Yeah.
This is not a hard question.
Yeah.
The 100 is better. Why? It's got the 50 in it. Plus. That's why our covenant is better than theirs. We didn't lose anything by the coming of Jesus. Come on. We got everything they had. Plus. Plus. We're not just servants. We're sons. We don't just have the anointing on a few people. He is inside every believer. He said in that day they'll not say know the Lord. We'll all know Him. From the least to the greatest. No, this is literal. Hundredfold in 1 year. If it could happen in the Old Testament, it could certainly happen in the New Testament. Right? Absolutely. It has happened many times and will happen again. And there are several factors involved in it. And are you interested in learning more?
Yes.
And are you, as we speak, becoming a better reaper?
Yes.
Say it out loud, I'm becoming right now.
As I'm here in this service.
I've already become a better reaper. The Lord's teaching me how to harvest. And I'm learning.
And I'm
getting good at it. I'm getting good at it. Why? Because the more you reap, the more you can sow, the more you can help other people, the better you can do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me